Galen Nelson is the Senior Director of Innovation and Industry Support at the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center. After working on clean energy and sustainability programs and policy work in Boston during the Menino administration, he joined the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center 6 years ago. Next Thursday, he'll present the Elizabeth and Lawrence Vadnais Environmental Issues Lecture at the Massachusetts College of Liberal Arts in North Adams. He spoke with WAMC about the work his team focuses on and offered a preview of his remarks at MCLA.
So I lead a group at the Mass CEC focused on supporting innovation. And so we're an economic development group here in the Commonwealth, and we're very focused on helping the many, many companies that are building clean energy and climate solution technologies that are spinning out of our colleges and universities and research centers, helping those companies grow, achieve their business goals, and accelerate their path to the marketplace.
Right now in Massachusetts, what are some of the roadblocks to convincing companies to adopt some of these strategies?
Well, I think for many, I would say that a lack of familiarity with technologies, clean energy technologies, but I also think it's important to note that a wide array of businesses, large and small, have actually adopted clean energy technologies, from the largest Fortune 100 companies that are headquartered here that are moving to purchase all of their energy or a good deal of it from renewable sources, to the smallest businesses like a laundromat or a car wash that's deployed solar thermal technology to reduce their energy costs and their footprint. So I think we're actually seeing widespread adoption of clean energy technology here in Massachusetts, and I think that's a credit to both the leadership of the state but also to the awareness that home and business owners have about clean energy, the energy and climate benefits it can provide, as well as the energy savings that it can help those owners achieve.
So I know the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center works on a number of projects throughout Western Massachusetts, ranging from working with school kids in Holyoke to water testing at UMass Amherst. What are some other things that the center is up to out here in Western Massachusetts?
I think one of them, another interesting project we're working on is helping the city of Pittsfield explore the feasibility of a microgrid there in the city to help support critical infrastructure in the case of a widespread grid failure.
How closely do you work with the state on these projects?
Well, so we are a quasi-public agency, so we are underneath the Energy and Environmental Affairs Secretariat, if you will. Secretary Matt Beaton is actually chair of our board of directors. So we work very closely with EEA generally, and particularly with the Department of Energy Resources at EEA.
So next week you're speaking at MCLA on the topic of clean energy. What are you expecting to hit on in your remarks?
So I'm really looking forward to speaking at MCLA. My foster daughter actually attended MCLA about a decade ago, so there's a special place in my heart for the school. And I'm really excited to be talking about technology innovation, about how innovation is key to meeting our climate goals, and I think we just saw that that point underscored by the most recent IPCC report that specifically called out the role that innovation must play in meeting our climate goals. I'm also going to be talking about the critical role that the public sector plays in enabling, supporting, and accelerating innovation. And, you know, finally, I want folks to be able to recognize innovation, to step back and think about what that means, that it's ultimately about design and disruption, to be inspired by innovation, to try innovation themselves, and to remind the audience, first and foremost, that innovation is for everyone.
Your remarks come at a time where America is seeing great deregulation from a federal level, and UN reports about climate change seem more apocalyptic than ever. What do you feel like the contrast is between that larger macrocosmic view of climate conditions in the country and in the world and the kind of work you're doing here in Massachusetts?
Well, I think we really benefit here in the Commonwealth from a long history and I would add a bipartisan long history of climate both awareness and action. So going back to the previous administration under Governor Deval Patrick to the current Baker-Polito administration, I think we've seen great leadership on the policy side, the clean energy policy front, which is a necessary ingredient to accelerate clean energy innovation and adoption. And I think we'll continue to see that here in the state. So I think there is a significant contrast. I think you'll continue to see leadership at the city level and at the state level in this country on climate, despite what may or may not be happening in Washington.
When you talk about working on innovation and working with, you know, a burgeoning energy economy with new businesses, what are some maybe simple things to, like, facilitate the use of clean energy that maybe don't appear obvious at first?
Well, I think, you know, there's a reason why the state of Massachusetts leads in energy efficiency. We've been ranked number one in the nation in energy efficiency for, I believe, 8 years in a row now. And that's because we've invested in innovation through the MassSave program, through the relatively small investment that every or nearly every ratepayer, every home and business owner makes in energy efficiency. That money is poured back into more efficient equipment, into insulating homes and businesses, into air sealing homes and businesses, and into reducing our peak demand. And all of those investments pay off. You know, we spend an enormous amount of money in the Commonwealth on energy, and it's certainly a very wise investment to dedicate some of that money to using less of that energy. And that's precisely what we've done over the years, what we'll continue to do. And I think getting back to innovation, this is why we have to continue to innovate, because we need to continue to improve the technologies we're deploying, to improve the performance of equipment, to improve the performance of vehicles, of buildings. And not only will that save us money, but it's a great job creator, because we've got a lot of innovators here in the state that are developing and designing these technologies. They need help sometimes from the public sector to advance their technologies, because building clean energy technology is hard work. But once they do that, and once they achieve market success, everyone benefits.
Earlier this year, I spoke with some community advocacy groups like Environment Massachusetts, who push for a 100% clean energy policy in Massachusetts. I'm interested, what's your take on for example, solar net metering caps?
Well, I think that we need to have a balanced policy with regard to solar, to be sure. I think that this state continues to move forward with a solar policy that's going to continue to increase deployment of solar. We've already got over 2 gigawatts of solar installed in the Commonwealth. I think we're happy with that, but everyone knows that the cost of solar continues to come down. And that we need to continue to push into new markets and help those that have historically had a more difficult time obtaining solar. Certainly, there are certain sized businesses and low to moderate income residents of the Commonwealth that have had a bit of a harder time accessing solar. We developed a solar loan program targeted at that segment, and I'm happy to report that it's been very successful, and in fact, a good deal of the loans that we've provided to deploy solar in the Commonwealth have been taken advantage of by low to moderate income residents. And, of course, that's going to lead to energy savings for those households.
I spoke to the director of Environment Massachusetts, and he described, and I'm quoting here, a hesitation about thinking big on the part of the Baker administration about renewable energies and clean energies. Is that a concern you have about the Baker administration and its stance on clean energy?
Well, I think if you look at our storage, what we've done on storage, we've dedicated a good deal of resources and set very aggressive targets with regard to storage deployment here in the state. We spent nearly $20 million deploying an array of storage demonstration projects that will help prove out storage demonstration models, and that will help accelerate the entire industry toward market success and help us learn about how storage can help reduce energy costs, reduce our peak demand, which is a challenge here in Massachusetts and in the region, and we'll also add more resilience to the system at the building level, at the distribution level, and even ultimately at the transmission level. I think that everyone's acknowledged that we need to move faster with regard to clean transportation. I think that you hear Governor Baker talk about that, and I think you hear a wide range of other clean energy industry leaders and advocates talk about clean transportation. So I think there's certainly an opportunity for the state to move on that. That's, I think, in part why the governor launched a transportation commission to look at this issue. It's why we've made investments in companies that are developing clean transportation technologies and supporting new clean transportation business models, and will continue to do so.